Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what he is. Please let it be a sweet, sweet, sweet sound. Please let it be a sweet, sweet, sweet sound. Please let it be a sweet, sweet, sweet sound in your ears. Hallelujah. Anointing. Hallelujah. Follow me. Hallelujah. Anointing, follow me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall down on us. Anointing, fall down on us. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning to say thank you, Father God, for every opportunity that we have to bless you. Father God, to serve you, to serve in your kingdom. We were created to make your praise glorious. Father God, you only had one thing in mind when you created us, Father God. And Father God, we thank you that we have a desire to fulfill that purpose. That it's not about us, but it's about you. It's not about what we want. It's about what you want, Father God, because we give you what you want. You're going to give us what we want. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, it's about seeking first your kingdom and all of your righteousness. Oh, Father God, it's about loving other people. It's about serving other people. Father God, it's about getting our priorities right, getting our focus right, living to live again. Father God, knowing that we are on an assignment, Father God, this earth is not our home. We're just passing through. We're just ambassadors for your kingdom. Our home is in heaven. And Father God, we say thank you. Father God, we're homesick. We actually are homesick, Father, but we know that it won't be long now, and we'll be coming back home. Oh, Father God, thank you. Thank you for another day to work for you. Father God, we work for you. It's not the person that we punch the clock in. It's not the business. It's that we work for you, Father God. Even as we punch the clock, even as we serve, even if we're the boss, even if we're the owner of the company, we still work for you. And so, Father God, we just want to say thank you. We just want to say thank you for opening the eyes of our understanding. Thank you, Father God, for just giving us a reality check with your word. Oh, Father God, thank you for the truth of your word, the power of your word, the love of your word. Thank you for another Thanksgiving. Oh, Father, we're so grateful to have one more opportunity to sit down with family and friends today. Even if we're going to be by ourselves, we just thank you for another opportunity. Whatever we do today, we thank you for another opportunity. Some of us will be out in the vineyard. We thank you for another opportunity. Some of us will be resting. Some of us will be cooking. Some of us will be serving. Just about all of us will be eating. But Father God, we say thank you. We do thank you because it didn't have to be. And so, Father God, we embrace the gifts of this day. Father God, that the spirit of gratitude would just perpetuate, Father God, permeate in the hearts of all men and all women. That, Father God, that they could testify that something special happened this Thanksgiving. May they report on the news that people would just say something, it was something different in the air. It was something different in the atmosphere. Father God, may the world feel your glory and know how much you love them, Father God. And also to remind everyone that you're coming back. You're coming back, Father. And we say thank you for your return. Bless our services on today. Father, may you and you alone get the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for this and for everything. She told your disciples to say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever, 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 forevermore. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you, to you, to you, to you, to you. All of our lovely prayer partners, ministry partners, God bless you. All of our listening audience, those of you just listening in secret, glory be to God, don't want us to know that you're listening and being blessed by this ministry. Well, we're blessed because you are blessed. Amen. So we want to say good morning to you on the other parts of the world. Happy Thanksgiving to our family members in Indonesia, Russia, China, Africa, Canada, Brazil. We get the reports in the background. Amen. We know you're listening. Amen. Good. Happy Thanksgiving. It might not be morning where you are. Amen. But it's Thanksgiving. And so we say happy, 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 happy Thanksgiving. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, 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 great. And God's name is so greatly to be praised. I'm Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. And it is my pleasure, amen, to serve the Lord in this capacity. Amen. Glory be to God. I get so much pleasure out of serving. So much peace. Amen. Glory be to God in Jesus' name. And we bless the Lord. All right, all right, all right. Amen. Hallelujah. I think we're going to do something. I can always tell when the Holy Spirit wants to do something different. Amen. It's good to be sensitive to the, it's good to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. So, amen. We want to thank God for, amen, our sister Brenda Murray, amen, and her son Morton, amen, who went on to be transitioned, went on to be with the Lord, amen. And I would have gone, amen, earlier to visit him, but they didn't. Sister Brenda asked me not to go. Sister Brenda asked me not to go because she didn't want me to see her son in that situation and this and that and that and that and that. Well, I don't care what title I hold, I'm not going to usurp, amen, the wishes of the family. If the family don't want me there, I ain't going. I ain't going. Amen. Glory be to God. So, amen. A lot of things happened in between. Amen. Glory be to God. Then she told Sister Valerie it was okay for me to go. And then, glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I said, well, I still wasn't quite feeling it. I said, I got to hear from Sister Brenda herself. So the Lord had me call Sister Brenda. It was 10:30 at night. I normally don't call nobody at 10:30 at night, because lately here I've been trying to be in bed myself by 10:30. Amen. But I did call her this one night, and she said, and we talked for a while, and she gave me permission to go, and the Spirit told me to go. That's why I called Sister Brenda. Otherwise, I wouldn't have bothered. Amen. And we just want to give God some praise, amen, that Brother Morton was waiting to see Pastor Bradford. He was waiting to see Pastor Bradford because he died. He transitioned just an hour or so after that, amen. But we want to give God some praise, amen, that even though he could not communicate, amen, he nodded and he grunted, amen, to confirm, amen, that Jesus Christ, amen, was in his heart, amen. What a blessing. Amen. What a blessing, beloved. Amen. And we just want to give God some praise. Amen. I say that to say this, that I'm glad that I'm led by the Holy Spirit. When situations like that happen, it confirms with me that God is leading me. Amen. So I don't rush. Amen. I don't try to be on nobody's clock or nobody's timetable. Amen. I just want to be on the Lord's timetable. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Amen. So I say that to say God is doing something different. I can always tell when the Lord is wanting something different, and we're taking the call a different way today. First of all, before we do this, let me share with you a scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. Amen. I just want to read a few verses starting in verse number 14. And it says, now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Beloved, amen. The scripture tells us in everything give thanks. Now, not necessarily for everything. You're not going to thank him for the car accident. You're not going to thank him for the fire. You know what I mean? Whatever. Okay. So you're not going to necessarily thank God for everything. But we're going to indeed thank him in everything. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And this is God's will, beloved, not just on Thanksgiving Day, but every day. Every day should be a spirit of thanksgiving. Whatever you do special on Thanksgiving, amen, you should be willing to do every day of your life. You should be willing to sit down with family and friends and enjoy your meal every day. It don't have to be no big expensive meal. Don't have to be turkey. Glory be to God. Whatever. Hot dogs and beans. I think last year my mother did a seafood dinner. Ooh, Lord, I like that. Hey, glory be to God. Maybe it's a cup of tea and some crackers. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Giving God thanks. And so what we're going to do today, I know most of your on blog radio here, I got the last four digits of your phone number showing up on the platform. And I'm going to open up the calls one by one. And I got something to say to you. I want to express some gratitude to each one of you today. One by one, I'm going to open up your line. Make sure you're listening. Make sure you haven't fallen back to sleep. And just let you know, amen, hallelujah, that I love you, I appreciate you, life where Jesus loves you, life where Jesus appreciates you, and you're special. And the first numbers I see here, amen, is one of the ones, the first numbers I see just about every morning when I sign on to this line, amen. I got my cell phone here, so I put your numbers in so I know who you are. I know this, Sister Brenda. Amen. Glory to God. Brenda Carter, you the first number. You the first person that call in on blog radio every morning. You the first person who call in on our prayer line, on the prayer call, altar. Most people don't even know you there, but I know you there because I get the report. And you're the first person to call in. And sometimes people don't even know you there, Sister Brenda Carter. But I want to say to you this morning, Sister Brenda Carter, that we appreciate you here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. We appreciate your support. You're touching, you're agreeing, you're supporting. You don't do a whole bunch of talking. Glory be to God. Sometimes you're quiet as a church mouse. Amen. But your spirit is strong. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Your love is real. Amen. Your support is thick. Amen. And I pray for you. Amen. I pray for your family. And I just want you to know here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Amen. That we appreciate you. Amen. I think you came with Sister Aquanetta. I don't have all the details. We're gonna get the details because I want it in the history of this ministry. Mm-hmm. I want it in the archives of this ministry. Amen. But we're gonna get the details. But it ain't important. Amen. The thing is that you're here. Amen. And we thank God for you. Amen. So thank I just want to open up the lines this morning to say happy Thanksgiving to you and to your family. I love you.
Thank you.
And we are so happy that you are part of this ministry. Thank God for your financial contributions to this ministry. Whatever it is. Amen. Glory be to God. You put that money order in the mail and support this ministry. And I'm telling you, without money, we can't do nothing. We talk a good game. Without money, we can't do nothing. So thank you. So I just want to say that to you. Amen. If you like to respond, fine. If not, I know I'm putting some people on the spot this morning, but amen. If you like to respond, fine. If not, it's good too.
Thank you. I appreciate you too, Pastor. And you and yourself and your family have a good Thanksgiving today.
Thank you. We will. We will.
And
amen. I'm going to be with
you. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, my sister. Amen. Amen. I feel the sincerity of your words. Amen. I'm going to be with Erica today. We're going to be out in the field. Amen. So
okay.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. All right, all right, all right, all right. Now moving to the next number here. And she's another one. She is another one. I'm telling y'all just a faithful group of people. Y'all just a faithful group of people. Sister Priscilla Woods, I tell you the truth. Amen. I want to thank God. I'm not quite sure. I think you were introduced to this ministry through Brother Reed. I ain't sure. It don't even make a difference. You're here. But you're such a grateful soul. You're such a kind soul. You have so many gifts and abilities. You're a businesswoman. You are a giver. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We want to thank God for how you give financially. We want to thank God for how you back up. Glory be to God. I mean, we can count on you backing up, touching and agreeing. Amen. Reinforcing. Glory, staying to the end and making. And I noticed that we very rarely do we close a service without you giving gratitude to the person who served. That's huge. That's huge to show, you know what I mean, your appreciation, you know. And so, you know, a beautiful smile, amen, opportunities for me, looking out for Pastor, and inviting me to, you know, to come in and service the senior citizens. And, you know, I can go on and on, Sister Priscilla. I just want to say this morning, from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries and from me, Pastor Alfreda Bradford, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank God for you. Amen. And nothing but blessings, amen, extending to you and to yours. Thank you for being a part of this ministry. And thank you for your support, your love, amen, and your faithfulness. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I'm really emotional here. I give thanks and praise to God for you and for Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, a very vital part of my life at this time. And I'm grateful for all the warriors, all of those who serve faithfully. I'm just grateful for this day. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving for me, every single day. I'm especially grateful that even though he's not here in Philadelphia right at this time, he's in Atlanta, but my grandson who's in Germany is on this side of the water for a period of time, him and his family. So I will see them during the course of the week. He'll actually be in Philadelphia on Saturday. So we'll have an opportunity to spend some time. So I'm just grateful. I'm grateful, grateful, grateful this day. Most of all, most importantly, I am grateful for the Lord Jesus Christ in my life. What would I do without him? And just the knowledge of the fact that he's woke. He is woke all the time, all the time. And I'm grateful. Have a joyously wonderful, wonder-filled day, Pastor, in all that you do this day and all every day. May God just continue to bless you and anoint you and take you to higher, higher heights as you take us to higher heights in building the kingdom of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. You're welcome. Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, all right, all right. And I definitely know this next telephone number here. And I'm going to tell you the truth. This ministry, we wouldn't be doing half the things that we're doing right now if it wasn't for this young lady right here. Amen. Glory be to God. Our sister Joanne Thurman, amen, who has really stepped up her game. I mean, just come in, amen. Just, I'm telling you, in the forefront, amen. Just, you know, just in charge of the prayer ministry. Glory be to God. Amen. I said I needed some help with our Christmas celebration. Glory be to God. I forgot I was going to leave it alone. I came back. She had organized the whole program. Glory be to God. Backing up this ministry. Glory be to God with prayers. Amen. Soaking it in prayers, leading the way. I mean, with her writing. I mean, just stepped up out of the shadows. And just took a front seat, glory be to God. And I'm just amazed at preaching and teaching, glory be to God, financial support to the ministry. I'm telling you, I look, Sister Joanne Thurman, God bless you, an official member of our church, an official member. I don't know her member number, amen, but Sister Joanne Thurman, even, you know, we realize that you have gone through so much lately. Glory be to God. We saw how the Lord, your health is overcoming, how you're blossoming in your health. Your family is blossoming, overcoming Jerry's transition, you know, still haven't overcome your mother's transition. But yet and still, we see you blossoming and the beautiful flowers, amen, that we're able to smell and pick, amen. And I'm just so grateful. I'm just sitting back just watching you. Amen. And saying, look at God go. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Joanne Thurman. Amen. Thank God for Minister Nancy taking time to speak to you in that supermarket that morning. Amen. And you came to this ministry and you're stuck in here. Amen. Glory be to God. And you're at the forefront now. Amen. And it's the Lord's doing. Thank you for being a part. I appreciate you. I love you. Amen. And from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and especially from me, I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to you and to your family. And thank you for being a blessing to this ministry. Amen. That is my prayer.
Well, good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm not going to speak long because I'm always talking on the line. Glory be to God. I give God all praises and honor for who he is. He is the lover of my soul. He is just everything that I'm living for right now. And what I like about it is that he's given me an opportunity to spread the word about how good he is, because the changes that he made in me, because I'm still not there. He's still working on what he has Joanne to become. And this ministry has really just pushed me to the forefront. And it's a great thing. It's a marvelous thing that he's done. And I'll give him the honor. I'm humble about what he's doing in my life. And you can be just as happy as I could be. Just give God a chance because it's great. It's a magnificent thing. The trust in the Lord, and just to give him your life, just give it all to him, all of it. He wants it all today anyway. Give it all to him, your faith, your trust, your doubts, your worries. Give it all to him. Leave it as a practice. You know, say my daughter said it takes 30 days to get into a habit. So just get in the habit of taking your problems and leaving it at his feet. And I find that's one of the hardest things to do, is to take it, your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. But once you start leaving them and backing up off that thing, you'll see the manifestation of what God can do. So I'm glad about how he's teaching me and how for me to grow up as a shy child and a shy teenager, how he has expressed. I guess when I was in college, I did take a public speaking. So maybe, you know, he had a purpose for that. That's sufficient grace that he gives you for the future. So I'm just giving him all the glory, all the honor. I appreciate Life Word Jesus. It's such a big part of my life. And I'm so thankful even now that I'm going into 68 years soon, what he's done, I'll never forget what he's done for me. So I'm giving him thanks and praise, and thank you for the opportunity. And all I'm going to say is trust God, trust him. He's faithful and just. His word is true, and it will last. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving. Peace and grace.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Amen. Amen. I know I'm putting some of y'all on the spot. Amen. But look, the Lord put me on. I got to put you on. Amen. Sister Kathy. Amen. Glory be to God. You know what? Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for your fight in the midst of your struggles. Amen. And every time you show up, Sister Kathy Smith, amen, you show up, amen, with a blessing. Now, and you came back because we wasn't doing the prayer altar on Wednesdays and Fridays. Amen. You came in, you did double, amen. So you put us back on the map. Amen. Glory be to God. Even though you could not keep up, glory be to God. But every time you show up with a blessing. You're a game changer. Amen. Glory be to God. You are anointed, amen, for change. Amen. And we just want to thank God for you because we see you fighting. Amen. We see that your faith has not diminished. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God, amen, for your love expressed to me, to this ministry, to your financial support to this ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And the dear mother, amen, bringing her, the dear mother, I forgot, Naomi, amen. And glory be to God, having the opportunity to visit at your house and with your husband and all. And you're just such a delightful person, amen. And we're just grateful, amen, that you are a part of this ministry, amen, over the years. Amen. Left came back. Amen. But you're here and you're here to stay. Amen. So from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, amen, Pastor Bradford, I want to say we are grateful to you. We are thankful to you. Amen. For being a part of this ministry. Amen. I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Amen. Sister Kathy.
Good morning and thank you. And God bless everyone. Thank you so much, and I am so grateful and thankful for this ministry. I thank God because I know that you're here, and I have you here in my heart always. I'm just so grateful to be a part of such a ministry that is strong in the Lord, that continues to pray to him, to talk to him, and no matter what, And even during my weaknesses, you guys make me strong because you give me the encouragement to continue on with the Lord. I will never leave God because God is not going to leave me. And I just thank and praise God for you, Pastor Bradford. You're always there for me. I remember days of being in the hospital, and that's how we first met in person. You guys came to see me, you, Sister Hattie, and Sister Tina, and you came in, and we just lit up that whole floor. The nurses were talking about it afterward. And then I met Brother Tyrone, who Mother Naomi took under her wing as her son, and he now is my brother. And I thank and praise God because he always has something nice to say to and about me. And so I just thank and praise God for you all. I thank and praise God for seeing another Thanksgiving. I heard you say that even if we're alone, we're not alone. So today, God willing, when I sit down at my dinner table, I know Jesus is going to be sitting with me and we're going to have dinner together. So thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone, for keeping me in prayer, for praying for me, for praying for my family, for praying for my friends, just anybody and everybody that I bring to the altar. I love you all so very much, one by one. God knows who you are, so I can't call all your names, but your names are in my heart. I thank you. God bless everyone, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you, my sister. We will, and the same to you. Amen. Enjoy your dinner with Jesus. Amen. We love you. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. All right, all right, all right. This young lady here is a thunderbolt. This lady is a thunderbolt here. Sister Darlene Carr, you can't stop this woman here. You can't stop this woman. I'm going to tell you the truth. When you see her coming, I would advise you to get out of her way. Amen. Glory be to God. She is determined. Amen. In spite of all of the struggles and what the devil tried to bring against her, in spite of, you know, her mistakes, her slipping up, glory be to God, whatever. Amen. She bounces back. Glory. You're talking about a boomerang effect. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And we want to thank God. Amen. For her soul searching. Amen. We see her going deeper and deeper and deeper with the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. She can sing. She loves to praise the Lord. She's a giver. She's a supporter. Glory be to God. Sister Darlene is somebody you want in your corner. See, if you're looking for somebody to be in your corner, you want to look for Sister Darlene Carr. Amen. Glory be to God. And so, Sister Darlene, amen. We want to thank God for how we connected from the beginning. You never left. Amen. Glory be to God. You've been here the whole time. Amen. Glory be to God. And just so faithful, so faithful. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Through the ups, through the downs, still faithful. Amen. And I'm just appreciative. I'm appreciative that you are a part of this ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. And so God bless you, my sister. Thank you for being a friend to this ministry, a friend to me. Amen. We want to wish you happy Thanksgiving. Amen. From Pastor Bradford and the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And we love you. And keep going, girl. Oh, keep going. Amen. Glory be to God. The floor is open to you. All right. Sister Darlene Carr, we'll come back. It's on record. Amen. All right. Let us go to the next person. My God, my God, my God. We pray for you this morning, Brother Reed. Amen. We pray for you this morning. Sister Joanne Thurman, put your name on the altar on the 5 o'clock. And we pray, we pray. We said, God, keep this young man who loves your people. Amen. He refuses to stop serving your people. Glory be to God. He serves to the point where his legs won't take up anymore. Glory be to God. He exhausts all his energy. Why? Because his heart is set on serving the people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Brother Reed, you are a blessing. You are a blessing because you're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're not ashamed, amen, that you sit under a female leader. You are a giver. My God, you go out of your way. You go out of your way. Glory be to God. You said, Pastor, can I come see you today? You go out of your way. Amen. Glory be to God to be a blessing. And we just want to thank God for you and your wife. Amen. And your family. And just how you just, you're an encourager. Amen. And so we pray for you because we know that the devil would love to shut you up and shut you down. Amen. Glory be to God, but it's not going to happen. Amen. And out of all the ministries that you could be associated with, amen, we want to thank God that you are part of us. And I told them today, Brother Reed, I said, you know what? I said, Brother Reed is a deacon. He has the spirit of a deacon. I would love to ordain him as a deacon in this ministry. Glory be to God. Because you're a deacon without papers. You don't need no papers. You're a deacon. Amen. And you're a real deacon. Amen. And a servant in the Lord's kingdom. So from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries and from me, amen, Pastor Alfreda, we just want to say happy Thanksgiving to your Brother Reed. And we love you and we definitely appreciate you. In Jesus' name.
Well, well, well. God be the glory, Father. Oh, Father, we just thank you for this right now moment. This is truly, truly a blissful, beautiful right now moment. And I just thank you, Pastor, for recognizing me and saying that I do contribute to the ministry. That is truly a blessing. But I just want to thank God for having one of my senior moments with Miss Joe Cashmere. This young lady coming to our summer program and her writing and poetry, and she introduced me to her mother. And Miss Thurman just came to the organization and without even asking, just set up shop. She just came, set up shop, teaching, showing, and man, just been a real blessing for our seniors. And then through that, she introduced me to the ministry. And my word, what an introduction. Because Pastor, you was such a fireball, always building, always looking forward. And God has really put me in a good place when I was introduced to the ministry. And it's been a growing process ever since. I'll never forget when we was at Berean and Sister Denise and Sister Hattie, they was tugging about something. And whatever they were tugging about, I think that's when I said, you know what, this is where I need to be. And then I met your beautiful sister. I fell in love with your sister. I'm telling you, and I think we only seen one another maybe 2-3 times, but the first time at the end, we had such a beautiful conversation. I just fell madly in love, and I just appreciate that. But what this ministry did, that I don't think anything but God could make it happen, was that month of April. When on Jeff's birthday, my grandson, you know, took his life. And then the next week, my business partner, who was Jeff's therapist, Dr. Randall, man, wow, another shiny star, she passed the next week. And she came to the organization. Everybody just, this magnet that has come to, just come to the organization and just start pushing it forward. And then the week after that, I was separated from the organization. You're talking about a trifecta that just, And that's why I think the organization, I mean, their ministry, I came into it because there's no way I would have been able to get through those 1-3 weeks in a row of, I would say, pure devastation for me. But God in his glory had put me in a spot where I could say, thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to close with this because I know you can get long-winded when you try to talk about all the things that this ministry has done. But when God, when Jesus told John about being Mary's son and Mary being his mother, the Holy Spirit hit me with Naomi. Said, Naomi is your mother. And without ever meeting Miss Naomi, without ever, you know, she became my mother. And not knowing that the Holy Spirit hit her because she just started calling me her son. That was such a wow. Wow, I'm telling y'all. Wow. Well, you know what a mother is, and then you, oh, man, the Holy Spirit give you another mother. Wow, wow, wow. So, hey, this ministry has been such a blessing. And each and everything that I have asked my prayer partners to pray for me for, because I really, really try not to ask for something for myself, and I thank Minister Norwood for allowing me to speak about asking the call, because I was saying, with all the things that are happening in the world and all the tragedies and the losing of family members, and I'm asking for a call, and when she kind of said that was okay, you know, here again, I have a call. So this ministry has been nothing but forthright and a blessing for me. So I thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to share that.
You're welcome, my brother. Amen. You're the only brother we have on the forefront in this ministry. We got some others in the background, we know, but you're the brother in the forefront. Amen. And you're in the forefront for a reason. Thank you. Thank you. I've never had anybody to track me down to give me money. God bless you, brother. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Amen. We love you.
And
amen.
Happy Thanksgiving to
amen.
Everyone. And thank God for them and their family. But Pastor, I wasn't tracking you down to give you money. Remember, I said I have not seen you, and I had to gaze upon your magnificence. That's why I had to do that. God bless you.
Your flattery will take you far. Thank you, brother. We appreciate you. All right, we have 6 more people in queue. Let's see what we can do in 15, 20 minutes. All right, glory be to God. Amen. This next woman here, glory be to God, is a butterball. Butterball, amen. Fireball, amen. Bubbly, 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 bubbling. Bubbling, amen. We want to thank God for the love that's in her heart, the joy that's in her heart, amen. Always looking to see how she can do good to all people, amen. Glory be to God, not just a certain people, amen. Glory be to God, and we want to thank God for her, amen, and her husband, amen. Sister Gwendolyn Richardson, Brother David Richardson, amen. Them working together in the vineyard. Amen. Glory. And just an extension, amen, of God's love. Amen. And we're just so grateful that you are part of this ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. Grateful, amen, for your, amen. We can count on your backup. Glory be to God. Touching and agreeing. Amen. Glory be to God. Very rarely do you miss, amen, one of our services. Amen. They're cheering Jesus on. Amen. And you always make a difference. Amen. And you can't be in a room and nobody don't know you're not there because your presence makes a difference. So we just want to say happy Thanksgiving, Sister Gwen, Brother Richardson. Amen. And we love you. We appreciate you. And thank you for being a part of this ministry.
Yes. Yes.
The floor is yours if you desire to take a minute or two.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. First, giving honor to the Almighty God and thanking Him for getting up this morning and starting us on our way and just seeing the 5 o'clock prayer this morning already from you, your anointed woman of God. And I thank God so much for you. And God is certainly good, and He's just an excellent God. And I thank Him as I bow before Him and thanking Him for life and love and joy, and especially for this prayer line and for Denise Jackson, who was telling me about it about 5 or 6 years ago. And she kept on calling me in the morning because she is my sister in Christ and she's my prayer partner. So we did a lot of things together. So she kept telling us about the prayer line. So I said, let me go ahead and try it. And I've got on this wonderful, wonderful prayer line, Reverend Bradford, and who all else is listening, that I just couldn't even get up. I was working at the time. I'm retired now. But at the time, I just set my clothes out and da-da-da-da-da and made sure I ate or whatever, just to hear the prayer line. And I just want to say God is good, and I just can't think of no one that I dislike, because I know God always speaks about His love, and the love is great. It's the greatest thing that we can ever live for, and I thank Him for that, Father, that You could take any obstacles out of my heart as You bless me to lean forward and to go out in the highways and the byways and speak to everybody. I don't care who it is. That's the freeness of God, and that's the openness of God, and that's the honesty of God. And He said, come in spirit and truth. And certainly I am just happy this morning, as always, because there's never a time that anything that I do go through, as well as that I know I can pray. And I always like that with T.D. Jake saying, he said, pray till you need that stick. So I just thank God that His prayers that He has given me for family and for you, you that's on the phone, I've heard it. I've sat back and I've been quiet. And sometimes I know I do love to speak, but I take it all in prayer. And I just thank God for every woman, every man. And like you said, Brother Tyrone and my beautiful husband that stands beside me, he knows how much I love hearing this prayer line. And he don't distract me. He just let me go on and serve the Lord the way we know that we both and all of us need to serve Him, because God is good every minute, every second, every hour of the day. When I didn't understand, when I seen the older folks years ago, how they would praise Him for everything, for this and that and whatever. So I'm at that point now in my life, and I truly thank Him for His kindness, His goodness, His mercy, His grace, His covering, and everything that I know that we have asked for or will ask for or can ask for in Jesus' name, it will be given. And He said, for those who believe. So I do believe this morning. I thank you, Reverend Bradford. You're a dear, wonderful, wonderful woman of God, just like all of them on the line has spoken about you, and it's the truth. And God is good. He said, honor those who deserve honor, and I'm honoring you this morning, as well as my Father, the Lord, my Son, my children, grandchildren, this prayer line. It just go on like an energizer. And everybody have a blessed day. And I always add it and say, have a blessed everything. In Jesus' wonderful name, and to God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Happy Thanksgiving, Sister Gwendolyn. We love you and we appreciate you. And we know that you're going to be the beautiful, beautiful mistress of ceremony on our upcoming Christmas dinner. God bless you. Amen.
Pleasure. Pleasure.
Amen. Thank you.
Honor.
Amen. Happy
God
Thanksgiving to you, your husband, and your family.
And you
all. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right. All right. This next woman here, Sister Aquanetta. Amen. Telly, she came in, but she said that she was introduced through this ministry through Mother Dolores. Mother Dolores, I met Mother Dolores when we was on the Word Channel. And Mother Dolores called in. Me and Sister Tina was here at the house. Amen. Taking the calls. The people was calling in on the 1-800 number. And you have an echo coming in on your end, Sister Equinetta. Maybe you have us on speakerphone. And what happened is Mother, I never forget, Mother Dolores called in about 1:30 in the morning. And she was quiet. She was so quiet. And she called in. And she was a part of this ministry until God took her home. And it is through her, amen, that she, amen, that Sister Aquanetta is with us. We want to thank God for Sister Aquanetta because we know a part of her story and the part that we know is very impressive. Amen. Glory be to God with the majority of her family members in Islam. And glory be to God and her love for her father, and glory be to her overcoming asthma and this, I'm telling you, and then it's just beautiful. But we want to thank God for you because we see that you are a strong witness. Amen. We see how the Lord is using you strategically. Amen. Glory be to God. You are a blessing. Amen. We want to thank God for your financial support to this ministry. Amen. Your financial support to Erica's ministry. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For you being a cheerleader in the Lord's kingdom and a worker. And a worker. Amen. So thank God. Amen. We appreciate you. We love you. Amen. And want to say thank you for being a part of us. And want to say happy Thanksgiving to you and to your family. Amen. And the floor is open if you desire to take a minute or two.
Good morning for the second time, Pastor. I just want to thank God. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I just want to thank God for being obedient. I was a little late doing what Sister Dolores told, Mother Dolores told me to do, but it was at the right timing. I had two miracles going on at the same time, and then the pandemic came right after that, and I was meant to come during the pandemic because this ministry has really, really, really showed me what ministry is. By not being in the church building, I was always into outreach, but by not being in that church building and seeing how this ministry outreaches, it has really touched my spirit. I could be going through anything or anybody going through anything. And as you see, my kids are Muslim and everybody's Muslim. But I am noticing that the Muslims are calling here, giving me numbers. I mean, names. Could you call? Could you pray for this one? Could you pray for that one? They know what time the prayer line comes on. They know our hours and they know I'm going to get on there. So I just want to thank you. Even my sister from Alaska wants prayer. And the prayers are going through, and they're being answered. So I just want to thank God for you and your diligence. And I don't know where you get that energy, but you are a true testament of a good leader. And you can't just sit under anybody. And I am very proud to sit under your ministry and of all the prayer warriors on this line. And I just love y'all, and God bless everybody, and have a blessed Thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, my sister. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving to you. We love you, and thank you again for being a part of this ministry. Amen. I've seen your pictures, but can't wait to see you on the 19th of December, Lord's willing. Amen. Blessings. Amen. All right, all right, all right, all right. We blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. This woman here, glory be to God, I found out that Minister Stell Martin was the assistant pastor, amen, to another pastor, and I can see why. I can see why, because well, she really is pastoral herself, but she definitely is an armor bearer. I would love to have Minister Stell Martin serve as close to me in that assistant capacity because she knows the protocol, amen. She knows what to do. She's sensitive about it, And she's just wonderful. She's just wonderful. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. She's respectful. Amen. Glory be to God. And she is a servant. She is a servant. Amen. And an armor bearer. Amen. And just beautiful. I mean, just so many magnificent strengths. I watch her. Amen. Powerful. Amen. Keep bouncing back. And it's just a privilege. It's just a privilege. Glory be to God to just have her in the midst. Glory be to God. And I'm telling you, glory be to God. She could be a pastor herself, may be a pastor. I don't know. But it's good to have her in that circle. Amen. I feel safe with Sister Estelle. She's one of the people that I can say I feel safe. I trust her to trust to watch my back. I do. And so I want to say thank you, Minister Estelle Martin. Thank you for being a part of this ministry. We love you, girl. Amen. Love your family and pray that this is a wonderful, spectacular day for you and yours. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. If you'd like to take a minute, please.
Amen. I receive it in the spirit that it was given. And I said, who did it? God did it. And I thank and praise God for my cousin, Evangelist Denise, and for introducing me to the ministry. And Dr. Pastor Bradford, I'm going to tell you what got me. You winning souls for the kingdom. And that's where I'm at. I love, you know, as my father, you know, bringing in the sheep. He said, you know, feed my sheep, you know. So if we love God, we're going to love others, save or not save, you know. So I just thank God for that. I thank God for you, Dr. Pastor Bradford, you, your family. I just thank God for your ministry, for your persistence, for your obedience. And that is my heart's desire, is to see you go forth in the power and the might of the Holy Ghost. Win souls. Go on, girl. God be with you and family. Have everyone on the line. Have an awesome, blessed Thanksgiving. Because united we stand, divided we fall. God bless everyone. You especially, Pastor, for your persistence. And I know it's not easy. I know it's not. And you know where you need me, you could call me. And if I can, amen. If I can't, I'll let you know. But to God be the glory. Love you.
Thank you. Love you too. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God bless. Amen. This next person here, amen. Glory be to God. Our sister Joanne Brothers. Amen. We want to thank God for this woman. Let me tell you something about Sister Joanne. Sister Joanne, a little quiet, but Sister Joanne's not slow. You hear what I'm saying? She's very observant. She's very intelligent. She's very spiritual. Amen. Glory be to God. And God has a wonderful, wonderful calling on her life yet to be revealed. Amen. The devil is fighting against her. Amen. Glory be to God. But I'll tell you, she has the love of God in her heart. Amen. Glory be to God. And all of you support the ministry. I know I called out some names. Amen. But all of you, amen, support this ministry with your time, with your money. Amen. Because we couldn't do what we do, amen, if it wasn't for you. Amen. So I just want to say, Sister Joanne Brothers, amen, we want to thank God for you and Minister Nancy introducing you to this ministry, your faithful support to this ministry, amen. And you're just a diamond in the rough, amen. And we thank God for you. We appreciate you. We want to say happy Thanksgiving to you and to your mother and to your family. Amen. If you'd like to take a minute, please, you may.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Happy Thanksgiving to all and everyone. Oh, it's a blessing. It's a blessing to be alive. I say thank God for being alive. He allowed us to see another day, another Thanksgiving. And we can't take nothing for granted. And all we should be is just grateful. Grateful, grateful, grateful. And thank God for our loved ones, all of our family, friends, enemies. Thank God for everyone. And God bless this ministry. thank God for this ministry being a part of my life. I'm very thankful about that. Very thankful about that. I'll just say, you just don't know. It's such a blessing in my life. Yes, it is. And I thank God for your sister. Thank God we spoke one day, and that was it. That was it. Yeah. And she introduced me to the ministry. Yeah. So thank God for Pastor Bradford. And thank God for all my spiritual family. Thank God for all my spiritual family. And I said I'm an only child, but I got a whole lot of brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you, Sister Joanne. I love you. Amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Amen.
You too.
Thank you. God bless. All right, saints, amen. We got three more to go, amen. So let's get these three in the next few minutes, amen. Glory be to God. I have to reach over here to New Jersey, amen. Glory be to God. Our sister Tanya Norwood, amen. Glory be to God, who has been a friend to this ministry and a friend to me over the years. Her husband, amen. Brother Jerome Norwood standing beside her, the two of them, amen, working in this ministry when they're seen and they're not seen, and hanging there in there with us in spite of, you know, maybe the enemy trying to pull them out. Amen. Glory be to God. But they're still just so committed. Amen. Hallelujah. They just don't make a move. Amen. Unless they, you know what I mean, hear from God. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God. Amen. They have been so supportive. So supportive. I mean, just a backup team. You know, when you see Sister Norwood, you see Brother Norwood and vice versa. Amen. And them loving up on one another and loving up on God and loving this ministry and loving me. And I want to say I love you back. And I appreciate you. You know what I mean? I appreciate you so much. Amen. Glory be to God. And sometimes, you know, little things get thrown in the way, you know what I mean? Especially when we bring business into our spiritual affairs, it can mess things up, you know what I mean? Because when it don't work the way you want it to work or as fast as you want it to work, you know, but in spite of over that, all of that, you know, we keep on overcoming and we holding hands together going forward. Amen. So I want to say this morning to you, Sister Norwood Queen, and Brother Norwood King, amen, glory be to God, amen. And I love the way your husband love up on you and you love up on him. You're just an ideal marriage. I'm telling you, this is an example of what marriage should be, amen. Thank you for serving in this ministry, supporting this ministry, and backing up Pastor Bradford. God bless you, and I love you, and I want to say happy Thanksgiving to you, and the floor is yours.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Pastor Bradford, from Jerome and I, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone in the ministry and on the call. And I just want to just say that I really do just thank God for my sister, Dottie Nix, who just continued to say, you should get on the call, you should get on the call. And one day I did get on the call, and Spirit bears witness with Spirit. And I just thank God for the ministry, and I thank God that and it's an extension of our ministry, and that you continue to equip and empower us for the calling that the Lord has on our life. And we love you right back. Again, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, and have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Amen, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. All right, well, we had two, but I see one person might have dropped. The only thing is sometimes they switch phones, and after 7 o'clock, if you switch phones, you call back in, you can't call back in. Amen. So we have one person left here, and amen. The first shall be last, the last shall be first. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Our sister deaconess, Hattie Cooper, amen. You know, so much I could say about this lady. She is a thoroughbred. I've seen Sister Hattie. I mean, this woman here, my gosh, I mean, she come up through the mountains. I mean, the way she traveling all the way from Delaware when our services was on Fifth Street. I mean, we can count on her. I can call the service at 10 p.m. Sister Hattie would be there. She's the type of person, like, she just, you know, if she not going to do it right, she ain't going to do it. You know what I mean? And when she do it, she give it all she has. And she's a real trooper. She is an ordained deaconess in this ministry, ordained with our Bishop, Eric Lambert. Glory be to God. She is an armor bearer. She'll come in and pick up the broom. She'll come in and go in the bathroom with the pine oil and start the cleaning. Glory be to God. Then she'll come up if you need her for praise and worship. Then she'll help if you need her to take the offering. Then if you need her to go back and count the money. If you need her in the kitchen. And she does all these things without complaining. She just does it and she gives God the glory. And you never know that she in hell herself. She's battling herself. Glory be to God. But you can count on her. If Sister Hattie is in, Sister Hattie is in. And I'm telling you, it's such a blessing. And the enemy, been trying to work with her, pulling on her. Amen. Trying to pull her away from this ministry. She ain't going nowhere until God says it's time to go. Amen. I know the ones he's pulling on. Glory be to God. Amen. But she, Sister Hattie, oh my God, Sister Hattie. God bless you, Sister Hattie. I want to say happy Thanksgiving to you, to Brother David Cooper. Amen. And to all of your family. Amen. And I want to wish you a happy, 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 happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for being a part of this ministry. I met you over there at Bible Way. And we don't talk every day. I mean, I don't talk to none of y'all every day. I don't talk to none of you as often as I want. But we know we're there. We need one another. And all I can say is Sister Hattie is Sister Hattie. Thank you. And I appreciate you. And I love you. And thank you for being a part of this ministry. And happy Thanksgiving. And the floor is yours. Amen. And you are, I don't see anybody else is in queue. So when you get finished, we're going to give the benediction and wish everybody a lovely day. God bless you. Sister Hattie, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving to you. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone on the line, to all the prayer partners, prayer warriors. We always give God praise and thanks for all he has done. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I give God all the glory for who I am. I thank God for my parents, for bringing me up the way that they brought me up, even in my disobedience to them. I just thank God for them. Thank God for you, Pastor. Thank God for you being there for me and my family, being there for me and my marriage with the struggles that I had in my marriage. Thank God it is lightening up very much. The enemy is a liar. He always charged after you when you have a purpose and a calling on your life. You have to push through regardless. So I just want to thank God for being in this ministry. You know, me moving to Delaware, it's a lot traveling here and there and far. So I thank God for the times that I did travel there for the ministry. And I just thank God for Tina Dobbs, who gave me the card. And by the way, she gave me your card, and I took the card, and I said, okay, let me call this prayer line, and I called it over 6 years ago, and I'm still hanging in here with it out of all the struggles that we've been through, the houses, the stores, and the witnessing on the streets, and those things of God that we did together, you and my friend, You're my mother. You're my spiritual mother. You're my pastor. I love you and your family, especially your mom, and all the prayer partners, the prayer warriors. This ministry, what I can say about this ministry, this is a strong ministry. The people that come on this line to pray, it's funny sometimes, but they mean business. We mean business. And I see God move in our lives in different situations that we come up with and we pray for. God do hear and answer our prayers. And I thank the prayer partners for praying for my husband and his sickness. And it is such a great, 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 great improvement through your prayers, through our prayers, and God's mercy. Because when we first moved to Delaware, my husband was very, very sick. He was very, very sick. And all of the prayers that we prayed for him, God had did an amazing job on him, amazing job at one time. I never said this. I never told anyone this. I thought I was going to lose my husband. But thank God for our prayers and our persistence on praying for each other, that God still had him here and had him here for a purpose and a reason. So, and thank God for praying for my children. I just thank all the prayer warriors. I give God all the glory. I don't boast on nothing. What I do is what I do. What I do, God gives me the strength to do it because it is embedded in me. I don't look for a title. I don't look to be honored or anything like that, because if someone's going to do something for you, they're going to do it. If they're not going to do it, they're not going to do it. So I don't have that issue of being in the front, being in the back. It is what it is. And I just thank God for you, Pastor, for you hanging in here with us, for Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, because where would we be if it wasn't for you? I know people have other churches and things of that nature, but everybody don't preach like everybody else, spirit and in truth. So I just thank God for this day. If I wasn't having family over, family out of town, I would be there with you guys serving today, because I am a server of God. That's who I am, a server. So I thank God for everything and everybody who prayed for me, especially Joanne Thurman. I love that lady. I love her because she keeps me in order at times. I love her. And if it wasn't for her, and some things of me dancing and different things of her encouragement to me, I would do some of the things that I do. God always send you a prayer partner, a prayer warrior that knows something about you to help you and keep you on a narrow and a straight road. So I thank God for her and everyone else. Thank you. Have a blessed, blessed, blessed Thanksgiving, you and your family. And pray for Erica's event to go fantastic today. And everyone else have a blessed and a safe holiday, Thanksgiving. I give God all the glory, all the praise. I'm grateful, grateful, grateful for what he has. Even though I miss my dad on today, this is the first Thanksgiving that my dad is not here. So, you know, you prayed for that this morning on the 5 o'clock. You know, so I just thank God for everything. I'm blessed. Thank God for my 5 children, my 5 grandchildren, 6 grandchildren. And I thank God for my mom. I thank God for my mother, a mother of 10 children that's still alive. I thank God for that. And I also thank God for my husband. I thank God for my husband. As Joanne can say, I'm a fireball. I'm a fireball to my husband as well. He puts up a lot with me, but I thank God for him. So that's all I can say in closing, and I just thank God for everybody that has me in their prayers all the time. I just thank God. You know, sometimes we get a little sidetracked, but God is near. He's not far. In Jesus' name, thank you.
And you are welcome. Amen. Thank you for sharing. And you are indeed a server. Amen. That's one thing I forgot to say, but it's a lot. I could say more about you and everybody else, but thank you for sharing, and we appreciate you, and we love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen. So kiss your husband for us. Amen. And let him know that he's in our prayers. Amen. And y'all going to be okay. Amen. Love you. God bless.
I love y'all too. I love
Amen.
Y'all.
I know
God
you do. Amen.
Everybody.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. All right. Thanks. Amen. That's just half. Oh, glory be to God. There were there are more prayer partners. They weren't on the line today. We want to get everybody that was on the line today. We have Elder Valerie Carte, Valerie Heath, Sister Nancy, Dr. Lauren, and the list goes on and on and on. Annette Wilson, amen, Pat Ghani, et cetera, but we just want, what we did today is what I want to do on the Christmas celebration. But it's going to be different, and it's going to be more to it. The Lord said, you're not going to wait to Christmas to do what you can do today. This is just to give you a foretaste within my heart. What happened today is what's going to happen on our Christmas celebration. But we're going to have some other stuff to go with it. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I love you. Amen. Everybody have an awesome, awesome Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much. Glory be to God. Amen. Enjoy yourself. Amen. Remember, no altar prayer today. Amen. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, we're just going to take a little sabbatical. Let's take a little sabbatical. Amen. We'll be back at the altar prayer on Monday. Okay. Just take it off. Amen. Now we'll be back here. We will be back here tomorrow morning, Lord's willing. And we'll be back here on Saturday. Amen. Glory be to God. But everybody just have a beautiful, 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 beautiful Thanksgiving. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God and Sister Darlene, we don't know if we called on you, maybe you stepped away, maybe you was in the bathroom. Amen. But we just want you to know that we did, amen, share our love with you, but we didn't get a response, but it's okay. Amen. It came from the heart, and that's not going to change. Amen. That's not going to change. Amen. Father God, we bless you and we say thank you for this love service today. Thank you for doing something different on this Thanksgiving, Father, when we can just express appreciation for our brothers and sisters in the vineyard, our brothers and sisters in the faith. We are working together in ministry. We're going to be rewarded together in ministry. We are suffering together. When one suffer, all suffer. And we're going to be honored together. When one is honored, we're all going to be honored. So we say thank you, God. Father God, bless our day today. Whatever we do, help us to keep Jesus on our minds. Keep us out of harm's way. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Cancel bad news, tears and sorrow, premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. But we say thank you for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and adds no sorrow to it. Father God, that when we come back, we can share a testimony and say, let me tell you what God did over the Thanksgiving holiday. Hallelujah. Just for me. Just for me. Thank you, God. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer. Amen. In Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, and to present you spotless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. And all things give thanks. Amen. And the Lord bless you, keep you, smile his face, smile upon you, give you grace, give you peace, give you blessings, give you whatever your heart desire, and most of all, give you a blessed, happy Thanksgiving. Amen. In Jesus' name. I love you. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled in Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings And he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen.
Oh, I have days to lose the fight. Try my best, but just don't get it right. Where I talk a talk that I don't want, can miss the moments right before my eyes. Somebody with a hurt that I could have helped. Somebody with a hand that I could have held. But I just can't see past myself. Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love and faith, a little more. Yeah, there's no denying I have changed. I've been saved from who I knew to be. But even at my best, I must confess I still need help to see the way you see. Somebody with a hurt that I could have helped. Somebody with a hand that I could have held. When I just can't see past myself, Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love and faith, a little more like patience, a little more like peace, a little more like Jesus, a little less like me.
A little more.